Hey, babe. Just checking in on you today. I was thinking about you. How's your day going? I know you said there was a lot going on at work this week. Is everything all right? Aw, well, I hope it gets better for you soon. I know they see how hard you're working. Me? I've been in a bit of a fog over here today. You know, just going through the motions. Counting down the hours. Can't wait to be done and go home. I'm really tired today. I didn't sleep very well last night. I mean, no specific reason. I think I just got used to sleeping next to you. It's really hard to sleep when you're not around. What, is that bad? That I don't sleep well when you sleep somewhere else? How's that song go? I like where you sleep, when you sleep next to me. I like it, having you so close. It just makes me feel safe, comfortable. You're always so warm, and you don't mind when I put my cold feet under you. Plus, usually there's plenty of touching and kissing before bed, too. That also helps tire me out so I can sleep. I know you definitely sleep better after we fuck. Some nights we do get carried away, though. You have kept me up awfully late when I should have gone to bed earlier. Some nights when I hardly got any sleep at all because of you. I mean, I'm not complaining. If I'm tired at work because of sex the night before, I'm a happy kind of tired. Puts me in a good mood all day, and nobody knows why. Not like today. Today I'm just tired. I would have loved to have called in sick, but I can't do that. Not again so soon. No, they still don't know why I came in late last week. They were asking me about my stomach bug for days. I guess that's what I get for lying about why I was coming in late. Can't do that too often. But it was really hot to call my boss with you underneath me. Sorry, boss. Gonna be late today. Just can't seem to get out of bed. Yep, definitely because of my stomach bothering me. Not because I have a cutie between my legs keeping me in bed this morning. I'll be in this afternoon. That was a very nice way to start the day. Makes it really difficult to think about anything else the rest of the day. It put my head in a really good, warm, fuzzy place. Don't worry, I managed to get through the day. Somehow. Is it so bad that my ideal workday starts with morning sex? I don't get as much done, so I don't think my bosses would appreciate it, but their vote doesn't count. I wish you worked closer to me. There are some days it would be so nice to just meet up with you. Maybe we'd be able to get in a quickie. I'd even settle for a makeout session. I really don't get paid enough for everything they have me doing here. It would be so great to relieve some stress during the day with you. I'm sure you wouldn't mind either, would you? Taking an extra long lunch break? Meeting up with me somewhere? We could find a quiet space, like a secluded corner. Maybe an empty office room. Do they have love hotels by your work? Like something we can rent by the hour? An Airbnb? I don't know, but I really want to be there. No time for games. We would just let off some frustrations from work and then get back to the grind. Not that I want it to be quick every time. Just that I think we'd both get fired if we took a few hours every day to disappear and come back smelling like sex. Still, a girl can dream, can't she? You can get away with that a few times, but not every day for a month. Maybe we'll both get to work from home again soon. This time we'll be prepared. It's a lot easier to fool around during the day when your bed is just in the other room. Or when you are just in the other room. But then we might get into some real trouble. I might be too tempted to tease you when you least expect it. Like, what if I flashed you while you were on a Zoom call? Just came up behind your monitor and lifted my shirt. Sneaky ways to tease you to try to break your composure? Would that be a risk you'd be willing to take? That I might try to get you all hot and bothered when you're supposed to be working? Would you have trouble reading emails if I ran my hands through your hair? Down your neck? Under your shirt? If my fingers found their way to your belt and started to undo it while you tried to ignore me? What if I walked around topless, just out of camera during your meetings? I'm only teasing. I wouldn't want to make you behind on your work because all your blood went to your dick. Don't get me wrong, I love it. But when you get horny, your brain not works so good, hun. I'm just saying. Sometimes one turns on and the other one turns off. It's all fun and games until someone needs to blow off steam in the middle of the day and then misses a deadline because we're fucking. I am more than happy to be your after-work reward, though. A boring day of documents and replying to emails goes a lot quicker when you know what's waiting for you when you're done. Maybe I could even pretend to be your secretary. Would you like that? What if I wore a short little pencil skirt? I could put my hair up and wear some glasses. Oh, is my outfit against work policy, sir? Did you need to see me in your office? Are we staying late to work on that big project? Is it that big, hard, long project I needed to finish? Do you need me to hold anything besides your calls, sir? Maybe I can work on my oral presentation while under your desk. I never said I'd be a good secretary. If anything, I think I'd be the best bad secretary for you. So bad. Just the worst. Always dropping papers and spilling drinks. Having to bend over to pick them up and giving you a peek at my panties. My shirt just a little too tight. All right, I'll stop teasing you since I'm so far away. But I'm gonna put that little idea away for the future. Yeah, definitely storing that one for later. Maybe another night I'd be your boss and have you on the chopping block. What would you do to keep your job? Anything. Like, anything? I like your attitude. I think there's a place in this company for a strong young go-getter like you. Though I can't decide if that place is bending me over my desk or you on your knees under it. We won't sweat the details since you've asked that I stop teasing. I should probably be getting back to work anyway. I can let you go. I just had you on my mind and I wanted to see how my favorite man was doing. We are definitely going to have to take a trip together when this is all over. Just enough for us to get out of the city and go somewhere nice. A chance to unwind. Get to do something besides work. It just feels like somehow there's even more piling up on our plates lately. More responsibility, less people on the payroll. I know it's been stressing you out lately. Just so much they've been pushing on you. You're basically doing the job of three people now. I hate it. Fuck your job. Fuck capitalism. You know what? Fuck the week-long vacation. Let's just run away to the woods forever. Make a break for it and never look back. We'll just not show up to work tomorrow. Go live in a cabin in some quiet forest somewhere. A place where it's not too hot in the summer, but not too cold in the winter. Someplace that no one can find us. We'll be as off the grid as we want. Okay, maybe still some Wi-Fi. In the evenings, just so we can watch our shows and play some video games. What? Am I running from something? Maybe. Babe, I'm sorry, but you've been dating a lie. I'm not who you think I am. I am actually a wanted bank robber. I tried to lay low in this town and leave my past behind, but then I met you and... well, everything changed. You made me want to go straight and leave my bank robbing days behind. But now the lawman is hounding me and my past won't stay dead. I need to disappear. Come with me. Oh, can you imagine? Sorry, I'm just tired and feeling silly today. Procrastinating with daydreams of staying in bed with you. Getting some alone time in a cabin somewhere remote. That would be so nice. Somewhere without email or phone service. Guess I'm just in cozy space. Cottage space? Cottagecore? I think I've heard that term before. All right, I said I was gonna let you go, but then I went on this tangent about running away to the woods. Sorry, not sorry for distracting you from your work, too. Okay, I'll let you go. But later today, you're mine. Don't think I forgot about all those dirty little thoughts of teasing you at work. Oh, just one last thing. If you get a picture message from me this afternoon, don't open it around other people. It might be very not safe for work. We'll talk later. Bye.